Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. That's next week. So this week, tweet at us or join Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us your suggestion there. That's actually the best place to do it. You could also text it to us. Or if you know us, you could just say it to our faces. What movie should we watch? Just tell us. That's going to be your movie next week. Twitch.tv/ABROG87 if you want to watch us do the sports podcast live. Twitch.tv/ABROG87. If you miss those, you can watch them on YouTube. Just search for Sports Brewery on that and find it. That's it. Movie this week is my movie. It is Old Boy, which is apparently one word. I actually learned that this week. I thought it was Old Boy. It's Old Boy. Came out in 2003.
This movie is Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
That's how you would describe it.
It is Oh Boy. This is the original version, the Korean language version. 2003 it came out. It is currently on Netflix. Has an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.3 on IMDb, and a 78 on Metacritic. Here I am about to butcher some names again. Choi Min-sik played Dae Soo-oh, who's the main character in this. Yoo Ji-tae played Woo Jin Lee. Kang Hui Zhang played Mido. Ji Dai Han played Zhu Huan. And Kim Byung-ok played Mr. Han. I didn't do too bad, I think. Oh. Much better than last time. Much better than Godzilla Minus One.
All right.
It is based on a manga, this movie is. The screenplay was by Jun Hyung Lim, Jo Hyun Hwan, and Park Chan-wook. Park Chan-wook also directed this movie. He is also the writer and director of that new HBO show, The Sympathizer, the one with Robert Downey Jr., where he plays a bunch of different people. He is the writer and director of that show. Also did Little Drummer Girl, which was a show with Florence Pugh. He is, however, known for this movie and the Vengeance trilogy.
Well, I was going to say, do you put the whole trilogy in or just this movie, really?
Which includes Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, which is the first one, Old Boy, which is the second one, and then Lady Vengeance, which is the third one. I would argue, as much as I like this movie, spoiler, Lady Vengeance, I think, is a more satisfying movie. Like the vengeance that happens in that movie, at the end of that movie, you feel very good leaving that movie. I don't know at the end of this movie that anybody feels good. Because if you've watched this movie, you know what the what ends up happening to the main character. And yeah, he gets his vengeance, but oh boy.
Not even though he doesn't get his vengeance either.
Kind of doesn't.
Is the other thing. The guy shoots himself. He doesn't get his vengeance.
Yes.
But yeah, King, how are you thinking Thrashing is now after watching this movie?
Actually, Ski, I think you'll find it's called Thrashing.
Yeah.
Not Thrashing.
I will say Thrashing had a little more culture than this movie, for sure. I will say that.
Brah.
The Valley, man. The
Bra.
Valley.
Fucking Valley.
San
All
Bernardino,
sorts of culture,
brother.
In the Valley.
Inland Empire.
Budget for this movie, by the way, $3 million, ended up making $17.1 million, which I don't know what that means.
In box, I mean.
Yeah.
This movie had to make so much more money also for how it's, you know, critically acclaimed. In
DVD sales?
Yeah,
I own the Blu-ray box set of the Vengeance trilogy. It's right over there. I am a big fan of these movies. And this one, you know, I've seen it a few times. I hadn't seen it in a while. And it was sort of funny remembering some of the stuff that I had forgot. Because all like the twist in this movie is sort of like one of those. It's one of those all timers, you know, because like, I don't know. Have you both seen The Game? The one with Michael Douglas.
Oh, the rapper, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Michael Douglas and Sean Penn.
Yes.
Yeah. So the twist at the end of that movie, it sort of reminds me of that, in that you have no idea what's going on and what's going to happen from like 1 second to the next, but you're just following along as this insane shit just keeps happening to this person. And then in the end, you're like, Jesus Christ, that's how this ends? Like, and yeah.
It's, I mean, at its basic core, this movie is The Count of Monte Cristo, where it's, you know, guy's in prison, yeah. He comes out, revenge. But then they throw in all the weird Asian stuff of incest, and double incest. Yeah, double incest and hilarious fight scenes and just weird antics. I personally love this movie, too, because Asian movies in the early 2000s feel very 80s American movies. That's why, I mean, the
fight, that's your wheelhouse.
It's my fucking wheelhouse.
There,
weird Japanese.
You know what they have that those don't have is like
weird Japanese what?
Well, I was gonna say I like weird Japanese movies as well. Like
movies. Got it.
Films.
Theater.
You know what? You know what this movie has, and the movies like in the 2000s have that those don't is like quality filmmaking. So the storylines. I'm sort of with you. I'm meeting you halfway here, Ski. So like the storylines are bonkers. Like they are insane. But like the way he shot this movie is very, very good. And like, you know, that's not something those 80s movies necessarily had. Cinematography quality, all that stuff.
This movie looked old. This movie it's shot like it looks like it was made in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was going to say the fight scene where he's fighting all the guys in the hallway.
Yep.
Felt like a very 80s stylized fight scene as well. Even though I'm with you on the cinematography of how that was shot, especially too. They made it seem like it was in the hallway, even though it clearly was not shot in a hallway. But it's 80s comical shit going on. That fight scene is hilarious.
By the way, like if you have heard of this movie before, listener, it's probably because of that scene that Ski's talking about. Like it is famous for the hallway, quote unquote, fight scene where homeboy shows up to the place where he was kidnapped and held for 15 years and tries to get revenge on the people, or at least find out who was in charge of the whole thing. And to do that, he has to fight through. Why there are 30 guys in that hallway, I don't know. But he has to fight through 30 guys with a hammer, only a hammer, and does do that. And the way it's shot, like Ski was saying, is like
he needed Dalen Austin with him. What?
Too soon. No, nobody's
shot him with like a
with a no, hammer no in that situation, that. Yeah. No, but they
no,
shot
but like you said, it was shot like a side scroller almost.
It was. Yeah. It was like a side scroller, and so a lot of people have imitated like
Double
it.
Dragon. That's exactly what it was.
A lot of people have imitated it since then. Like
that's what it was. That was a Double Dragon scene.
Kind of was. Yeah.
Streets of Fury. I mean, there was a lot of side scrolling fighty games like that in the 90s.
Yeah, it just
But a little bit slower.
Why? Because they're Asian people, is that what you're trying to
No,
because
they're actual humans is where I was going with that. Yeah. Yeah, what are you trying to say? No, I really love that scene too because of how sort of quote unquote realistic they made it seem. Like if a guy is fighting 30 dudes in a hallway, he's gonna be exhausted. Like that's something like the movies never really take into account, just how exhausting fighting another human being is. Like they're grown men that he is fighting who fight themselves all the time. And so it's not like he's just gonna like beat up one dude, punch. Like what was Austin Powers? Judo chop.
Yeah.
Like he's not gonna be
all right, now you come now. Like it's the one at a time fight. It was like he got gang stomped multiple times during that scene.
He did. He got gang stomped multiple times, like bought him off, got up, hit him with a hammer again, and then was just sort of like, Oh shit. But like everybody's tired and nobody wants to fight anymore, but they have to. Yeah. I liked it. It's a classic scene, man. Like I think Daredevil tried to do that again. Like the raid, which is fucking fantastic too, by the way, did a hallway scene too. Like,
are you talking about Daredevil the series or Daredevil the movie?
The series. Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say the big difference between Daredevil the movie.
Yeah, no, Ben Affleck wasn't
Ben Affleck was
in the hallway.
No.
Aren't they bringing back Jennifer Garner's like Elektra in the Deadpool movie or something? I think I remember hearing that. Okay. Like that's one of the cameos that's going to be in the new Deadpool Wolverine movie is Jennifer Garner's Elektra, which is only Ryan Reynolds could get away with that shit.
So I'm like you. I have not seen the newer one, the American version of it.
Yeah.
I assume it's a similar plot just without all the insane weird shit.
But like, where do you draw the line with insane, weird shit? Right.
But that's what makes this movie its movie is how
it kind of is
fucking out there it is.
No, like the eating a live octopus is an insane thing to see. Like, and the fact that they put it in a movie, I don't think you could do that here. Like, I think PETA. There's like laws against being able to do that here. Yeah, but like that scene is an all-timer. Like in terms of any scene in any movie, a man eating a live octopus on camera and having the things like crawl around his head while he's chewing on it is bonkers. Hell yeah. Bonkers.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. And now, so me and you have seen this. King, I assume this was your first watch.
Yes.
What for you? What was the most just fucking out there part of this movie for you?
That it was in subtitles.
That way it wasn't in English.
Then it wasn't in English. Like, what? I thought this was catered towards me. Everything should be catered towards me. It was a hard watch. I'll say this. I had to kind of scrub through it. It's very hard to scrub through a movie that you have to read.
Yes, you can't just. It's hard to jump forward. I need to cut down a couple minutes here and there.
Yeah, that was tough. It's tough.
But it, like I said, is it just the weirdness of the movie itself, or was actually, you know, the, as Braga says, like the crazy turn, like the incest and stuff like that? Is that what
the incest thing did catch me off guard a little bit? I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, no, I was gonna ask that too. Did you see the fact that that was his daughter coming? Like, did you like?
Phrasing.
Sorry. Yeah. there really weren't any clues to that. Other than the age, like we probably should.
Well, he did a good enough job setting up that they tried to locate her, like right when he got out, and they're like, oh, she's living in Switzerland
Sweden.
Like that. Sweden. So they put that out there for you to get your mind, so you wouldn't think that there's a chance that's his daughter. But which of those is more fucked? Well, because it was crazy enough that they were hypnotized that they didn't know who they were. Is that worse than the bad guy banging his sister and then her killing herself?
Worse.
That storyline, part of it is
the bad guy banging his sister and killing herself. That could be uniquely like anywhere in America on a Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
The hypnosis thing is crazy because it's fucking hypnosis.
Yeah. Mm.
No, the one thing this movie always got me was, God, he really blamed that the guy so much for him fooling around with his sister. It's like, you're going to blame him for you doing that?
And randomly saying it to a guy he was helping move something. Like, not even really giving details. He was just like, hey, you know that guy? Like, I saw him, like, you know, making out with somebody in like a room or whatever. I think they were like doing it or something. You know that girl? Like, I don't even know her name. Like, but the other guy put two and two together and then figured it out. He didn't know anything about it and completely forgot about it for the rest of his life until he was kidnapped. Crazy. So there's like a couple things I wanted your opinion on. There's a couple situations in this movie where the main character was put in a position where he could do one of two things and it would have been like very different. And so one of them was when he figured out who Evergreen was. So like the main bad guy was like posting on AOL online or whatever it was, whatever the Korean
those awesome
version.
Computer graphics on those webcams.
Internet cafe, by the way, which is crazy.
Did America ever have the internet cafe?
Yes.
Was that
yes.
ever really a thing here?
Yes. I 100% went to one. Yes.
Did you? All right.
Absolutely.
I figured it was one a baseball for, like, draft.
I know there are probably cafes for like gaming stuff like that. I never knew there was one where you just go like, I don't have a computer because no one has computers really yet. So you go to the internet cafe.
Sammy Sosa, number four, fucking steal.
Ooh, hell of a pick.
Hey, that's nice work with your dial up. Nobody remembers
saw
that
Adam Sandler movie later. I remember that. It's a good day. Got Aaron Seeley late.
God.
So the scene where he finds out who Evergreen is, finds him and has the opportunity to just kill him. And Evergreen's like, okay, you can kill me, but you'll never know why I kidnapped you and tortured you for 15 years. You'll never know why. So he has the opportunity where he can either kill him or continue
right.
being tortured, essentially, and then eventually find out that he was banging his daughter and all of these things. So many things would have just ended if he had just got his vengeance and killed him, but he needed to know why.
So I guess
what would you have done?
Well, the question comes down to more is like, how many years in that scenario would it take for where you need to know why? Like if he was in there for like 10 years, does he need to know why as much? 15 is like, you know, they never really gave his age in this. You got to assume he was in his like maybe mid 30s, probably.
Oh, speaking of that, they did a really good job of making him age and look different. Like in the start of the movie where he's like drunk off his ass in the police station. And then when he is like in the place for a few years, he looks so different and really cool, by the way. Like they did such a really good job of that. I don't know. That was it.
No, I think after 15 years, you find out why, like he did. If it was less, you're just so angry still. You probably haven't like accepted like, oh, all this, you need to know why. So
yeah, like the anger is sort of gone at that point. You just need to find answers. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with him on this. That yes, I would need to know, but he could have killed him and then still found out why.
Yeah,
I mean, he did all the legwork anyway. That guy never told him anything until you know.
Yeah, see, he still could have kept digging. So King, what would you have done in that scenario? So he has the opportunity to shoot the guy, but instead he says, "If you shoot me, you'll never find out why." Would you need to find out why, or would you just shoot him? And then everything that happens afterwards doesn't happen. Like you could still probably like find out why, but
I would shoot him.
Yeah.
And just live the consequences. Maybe I don't find out why.
Right.
And I turn to a life of heroin. Okay. But yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, you just spent 15 years as a prisoner for no reason, essentially. Like it couldn't get much worse than that. Like if you do kill him, you know, like,
see, it would have been a bad ending either way though, because eventually he would have tried to track down where his daughter was. And I'm guessing somehow he would have come along that she was his daughter. So it would have been bad either way in the end to him.
Man. He was so mad at this dude. Like 15 years locked up in a room, like hiring a hypnotist to get him to fall in love with his daughter and vice versa. He hated him so much.
In my eyes,
and it was his fault.
He's the one that got the true revenge in his eyes. The bad guy did. He had him locked up for 15 years and toyed with him.
Totally.
other guy got no revenge. He got no revenge.
He absolutely won in this. Yes. In this, yeah, because he went out the way he wanted to.
He shot himself.
He shot himself. Like he already had the heart thing that he was eventually going to die from. Like he got his quote unquote revenge on the main character Desu, and then just when he was finished, he was finished. That was it.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Desu is going to go on the rest of his days being hypnotized, not knowing that his, you know, the person he's with the rest of his life probably is actually his daughter. So,
yep.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
I'll this is a weird that. One. Yeah.
The licking of the shoes scene, very weird. Just as we're just talking weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like
artsy it, that
his begging like, that, well, also, no, like licking the shoes, barking like a dog.
Like a dog, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, see, I don't
like
know
we
if we could do
about
that
on Wednesday. ASMR, some people's thing.
Yeah.
Barking like a dog, some people's thing.
Uh-huh.
Not my thing.
Well, licking see, shoes? I don't know if we
no.
See, I don't know if
that
we
should be
we
no
could,
one's thing.
I don't know if we could really comprehend it because that's a very Asian culture, you know, like bowing down to someone. Like there's no American culture where you get on your hands and knees for someone for like apologies or trying to. So
we
yeah,
don't
we can't really
we don't submit
it.
In
unless
America.
It's Alice Cooper. If you see Alice Cooper, you are not worthy. Yeah. You're not worthy.
You
I
suck.
Mean, in America, you're paying a dominatrix $1,000 an hour to lick her shoes.
Especially if he can talk to you about Milioake.
Which does speak Algonquin.
Which is Algonquin for the good land.
The good land. Yeah. Yeah. Milioake. Does this guy know how to party or what? Oh, all right. I did like you know, sort of how they showed the passage of time while he was locked up too. Cause it really like they didn't like he was there for 15 years, but it really felt like it didn't feel like it, right? Like the way they shot it.
Is this the only movie they've ever shown the fucking Twin Towers getting hit?
I know. That's what I was gonna say too. Like
this might be the only movie that's actually broached 9/11 like that.
By the way, 2003. So yes. Assuming this movie was made in 2002, which is like right after. Like this is probably not even a year after that happened.
But I mean, if you have 30 seconds to show the span of 15 years of someone locked up, I mean, they showed Princess Di.
Yes, they did.
9/11. I mean, I think they kind of hit almost all the big things that happened.
No, and
in like 30 seconds.
Korea gaining independence too.
Independence, yeah.
Like it's a huge deal. Yeah, like they showed Kim Jong Il like meeting with the like remember when South and North Korea split?
Yeah,
like they showed all of that stuff too, and yeah, it was really neat.
Well,
I thought that was really neat.
It's not the North and South split like a long time ago.
It showed them finally talking or whatever. That was
they'd have the meeting of some kind.
Yeah.
I think it was Taiwan that they showed that was getting its independence.
That was it. It was Taiwan.
I think or something and like that.
It
yeah.
was the Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong from Kong. British rule. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because Prince Charles was there.
Yep.
King Charles, I guess.
Yeah. But put that respect on him, man.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I did like that too, because they gave you little hints about like how he was being treated and the things they would do. And so, you know, they showed the scene where, you know, they play the music and he would pass out and like they drug him and stuff like that. And so that's sort of a little nod where it's like, okay, there's some mind stuff going on here too. And so you sort of, when you see the hypnotist part, you're sort of like, oh yeah, okay. But also it shows them taking the cup and drawing blood and then setting him up for the murder of his wife. And which of course, again, this dude not only locked him up, but killed his wife and then hypnotized his daughter and watched out for her. He literally made sure she was safe for the entire time he was in there, just so he could get his revenge by them falling in love and having sex with each other.
Oh, he was playing the long game for sure.
Dude.
You gotta, that level of thoroughness and everything is impressive to.
Okay. So this is the revenge trilogy, right? Day Sue's not the one getting revenge. No. Like, this movie's about the other guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is. This movie's about his revenge.
Pretty much, in my eyes, yeah.
Yeah. I just came to that realization.
You just got that?
Yeah. Yep. Watch this movie like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. How you feeling after watching this one, King?
Yeah, this is a tough one to bounce back from. It's a this one sits with you for a little bit.
It does.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't really like it. it in a way, I would say it reminds me of the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, where I'm like, hey, good movie.
Right,
don't but... feel great. Probably don't need to watch it anymore. That's just kind of the oeuvre it gave me. Like, okay. Yeah, I saw it. I'm good.
You are, yeah. No, I'm with you.
Hey, saw the Grand Canyon. I'm fine.
Seen
don't
it.
Don't need to go back.
I know the references. I don't need to ever see it again or think about it. No, I'm with you. Yeah, like that last scene where he's hugging his daughter and she says, I love you, Daesoo. And then he does that like crazy smile. That's like, yeah, you're not meant to like watch that and feel good about how things are going.
And especially when his go-to move is to pull people's teeth out with a hammer also.
Yep.
It's, yeah, there's not a lot to feel good about from this movie.
Yeah, how much money would you need to go along with the plot of this guy's revenge and have your teeth pulled out, have a hand chopped off?
That guy lost.
Yeah, that guy is loyal.
Yeah.
Jesus. And by the way, his job is to like sit in an office all day long and just make sure that people who are locked up don't break out. That's like his whole job.
As far as sicko shit goes, is pulling teeth out like as a torture method like up there? It's definitely top 5. Is that top 3?
Yeah,
because it's that or like pulling fingernails or like cutting off digits
I think cutting off digits is easy.
I do too.
You look away, bang, it's gone. Yep. I think like Misery, you break someone's ankle with a sledgehammer. Easy, slam, done. Pulling healthy teeth out of your mouth is, that's one.
Yeah, no, that'd be awful. Yeah,
and with a hammer, not even.
With anything.
Yeah. No, like the slow pulling off of nails is always one that's bothered me too.
Yes, that's horrendous.
Ski,
but it wouldn't hurt as bad. But.
Ski, you've seen Audition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Audition King, don't watch it.
I think he's not going to watch it.
Yeah, so that Mikkei guy who did the 13 Assassins movie, and we watched that
weird Japanese one. Like,
so he did a movie called Audition where this
do
woman
I have to read during it?
Yes.
Say what?
You have to read.
Oh yeah, you absolutely do. She uses these wires to like cut parts off and do these things, and it's like it's fucked. That movie will change you. That movie, anything that she does in that movie is worse than what we've been talking about. But yeah, I think teeth and nails are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Or like eyeball stuff. Like eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That bothers me. Yeah. I'm with you though. Like cutting off a digit feels like pulling a Band-Aid, right?
Yeah. You just
chop it off.
Right
it's
off.
Gone. It's just gone.
I think I could do that. Like,
yeah.
In a certain space, you know,
sure.
More. I don't think I could ever do the teeth, pulling finger and toenails. Not a chance. I'm not there.
Yeah, it's like there's more that goes into it than just losing the tooth. It's a texture thing. It's like a feel. It's a vibe.
Hearing it.
Yeah. There's more senses going into it than just pain.
He got some sick ass gold teeth in the end, though.
He did. He did. That's his payment, right? Yeah. Got some good gold teeth.
I wish we'd go back to gold teeth replacements. Mm. You know,
it'd be awesome.
Oh, everything has to look authentic. Oh,
especially just the single gold tooth, like off your front teeth there. Yeah.
Little canine gold tooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
The best.
All right. Let's grade this.
What's it out of this week?
Do we have much time left here?
Not much. You got a couple minutes.
No, I'm okay then.
Well, what you got?
What if you guys were locked up in that scenario for 15 years, what would be the worst thing? Because, I mean, he has a TV. Would it be eating dumplings for every meal for 15 years?
Yeah, that was another thing I was going to ask is I would have figured out a better way to off myself in that time. Like 15 years, like he only tried a couple times and he was not very good at it. I would have figured out something better. Like that guy could not have prevented me from killing myself.
Yeah.
No, not worth it. So what are we going out of?
I think 5 this week.
Yeah, by the way, like super light episode this one, right? I'd find a better way to kill myself. God, figure it out, dude.
It's a breezy episode.
We're going out of 5. It's my movie. I'll go first. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Whoa! Yeah. Is that our first?
I think Departed I gave a 5 as well.
Ah, Departed. You're fucking caught.
This guy needed a fucking cop. Yeah.
Goddamn right.
This and Willy's Wonderland, I think, were the
5. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's definitely a 5. Yeah. For sure. I'm not going to go as high as you, Braga, but like I said, this is 80s stylized, weird Asian movie. I'm 4.25.
I'm a 4. I like it.
That's high.
No. I probably am scrubbing ahead was hard.
Yeah.
But I will give it a 4. Maybe I would have liked it less. Maybe I would have liked it more if I didn't do it. But I'll give it a 4. I get it. It was dark. It was heavy. It was.
It is a difficult watch, but a good movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, which you don't come across very often. Yeah. If you like The Game, if you like all the M. Night Shyamalan movies, wait, maybe not.